Bethel World Outreach Church. Reaching a city to touch the world.
As I start off this second sermon in the series, or the third, hold on. Don't hate now. It's not a big Bible for those that say, they ain't got a big Bible, no. This is a book of a scrapbook my wife and you, the church, have made for me, and I've stored memories and words and events and moments from here. And one that I was going to pick different ones to read, but this particular one was written by a person that was in my original life group many, many years ago. It says, Rainey and I have the happiest memories of fun times we've spent in your basement, and now have the best time experiencing your wonderful leadership in our church. Thank you for all you have poured and continue to pour into our lives. We love you and pray your year is filled with many blessings. Happy birthday, Harriet and Rainey Kirk. And she put Tubman because I call her Harriet Tubman. So, what's amazing is how every one of us needs encouragement. And that I was encouraging people, but yet those same people were encouraging me. And you can't underestimate the power of somebody speaking positive words or writing a positive word for you. Now, in times past, I've given you carnal things on my birthday, like cupcakes and Twizzlers. And this year, I believe that the gift-giving exchange this year is, I want us to exchange kind words to one another. It's not fair sometimes to be, you know, inundated with kind words to just yourself, which I need and I'm grateful for, but I want you to be able to express that. So if you look on your aisle, I believe, to your left, there should be a stack of papers called Join One Warm and Fuzzy. It's got a little duck on it or something. I want you to take one and pass it down, and I want you to write a warm and fuzzy to your neighbor, and it's going to be an illustration today of how we all need each other, and it doesn't matter if you know them or not. You could just, you know, introduce yourself for the first time. You can ask them what their name is so you can personalize it. But each of you need an encouragement. The Bible says encourage one another. In Upper Vineyard, you have it as well. Encourage one another every day while it's called today. So I really want you to take the time to do that. Somebody needs the words that you are going to say. And then just hold on to it. If you don't know them, just write, I love you. If you don't know what the Lord wants you to say, just write, the Lord love you. Okay? It's okay. The encouragement will work. Join one. I'll tell you what to do with it later. You can keep writing while I'm talking. 1 Corinthians 6:17 says, but he who is joined to the Lord becomes one in spirit with him. What a dynamic and a special thing for the Lord to say that we can have the privilege of being one in spirit with him, joined to him. The Bible says you're born again, not a corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the word of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, but that which is born of spirit is spirit. Now when you become one with God, you get a regenerated spirit. He somehow begins to spiritually commune with you. And the composition of your regenerated spirit has everything to do with his spirit coming and enveloping you and giving you life, because he is a life-giving spirit. Now you get the privilege, because you are joined to Christ, to be led of the spirit, empowered by the spirit, taught by the spirit. The Bible says you need that another, not that another man teach you, but the anointing that's in you can teach you all things and lead you into all truths. The Bible says the natural man receiveth not the things of the spirit, because they are spiritually discerned. So being joined to God gives you an opportunity to be in an interaction with God that is just dynamic. We all need to be joined to him. But it is enough to be joined to God, but God has another plan. He wants us to be joined with one another. And here's where some of our trouble comes into. It's easy to be in a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. It's hard to be in a yoke fellow relationship where we're joined with one another. Yet you are born with this desire to connect with a physical human being. The baby is born with desire to need to be not just love with the words, but love with appropriate touch. And all of you need to have that touch from people. So I can reflect back on being a young man, and the first time that I acknowledged that I need this, I wanted a blood brother. And this, though it might sound nasty for the online community and other many people you hear, that I would prick my finger or my thumb and another brother would prick his, and we would rub it, the blood together. And then, nasty, ain't it? Blood brothers! Something about being connected in that deep way, not just with God, but another human being. I wanted to be in a frat until they didn't accept me. Then I don't even believe in frats. I used to go around, A5, I wasn't in it, but I was just trying to, you know, bait them to get me in, and then they didn't again, then I don't A nothing. So funny how you can want to be a part of a group as long as they want you, but when they start saying they don't want you, you don't like them. It was all right when I wanted to be in, but it's not all right when I don't want to be in. Fickle like that. Ephesians 4 says it this way. I like this as well. He said he's gave some to be apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors for the equipping of the saints, for the building up of the body, for the work of ministry, until we all come into the unity of a mature or a perfect man. But the 16th verse I want to pay special attention to, because the 16th verse says it this way, that from whom the whole body joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. Another version says it this way, from him the whole body fitted and knitted together by every supporting ligament promotes the growth of the body for building up itself in love by the proper working of each individual part. You and I are connected to Christ. Christ has a body. Christ's body is physically represented through his church. He is the head of it. And he says that you are so important that the body does not grow properly if you're not a part of it. The most significant person in the body is not the pastor who is leading you. He is only one member of the body. And though I am getting special encouragement today, the only reason that I am getting that is because in my position, I need more of it than you. I get discouraged easier. Maybe it's not a position of strength, but maybe it's a statement of my weakness that God would send me that much from so many people. But for you to walk away from this moment and think that I am more important to you is for me not to teach you how Christ really works. He has put a uniqueness on the inside of you, and he says you're like a joint that is able to receive something and give something. You're here to give. And if you don't give your part, we don't grow at the level that we're supposed to grow universally as a church or as this local church body. If you look at it and say, Pastor James has it, the front row has it, the ministers have it, they don't need me, I don't have to join in, then you're missing it. I can remember the first time, other than being a blood brother, that I joined an organization. It was the Glee Club. Now, back in the day, I didn't know that the Glee Club wasn't, you know, a popular thing for a brother like me to join, but I joined. I was happy because at the time, I could admit I love musicals. I love that stuff. It's great. And I was all right. I wasn't changed. But because of how some other people felt about my group, there was nothing wrong with the group. There was nothing bad going on in the group. But because how people felt about what I was joined to, I disassociated myself. And I gained access, and I joined the safety patrol. Had my orange stripe on and everything. I was like Barney Fife, but I was fifing everybody. And I was strong. And I became so popular as a safety patrol guy that I also joined my first gang. Yeah, real gang. I'm from Detroit. Relax, I'm out now. Okay, I'm out. When I joined, I didn't understand the motives of the people who were inviting me to join. I didn't understand. They just had the look of people that I wanted to associate with. They had that cool factor. They said, being joined with us is all right. And then being joined with them, I didn't know I was going to have to, you know, fight. Till one day, the smallest guy in the gang came to me and said, you know why you here? You know why we selected you? Because you big, brother. You're going to protect us. See all them people coming at us right now? That's you. You got this. Okay. I think I kind of won or lost something. It didn't go, you know. But I'm saying what I did lose. For my participation in these gang activities, I lost a safety patrol group. And then, eventually, because I tried so hard to get back with that group, I lost my gang. And I was alone. We all are trying constantly to join these groups that have standards, qualifications, and rules, and they put you in, and they put you out, but we neglect the one place that we can join and have some assurance that you were uniquely qualified. In fact, your citizenship, your participation is so paramount that we can't function to our full potential without you. Every joint supplies, and we need you to be who we're supposed to be. I'm going to take you to 1 Corinthians 12, starting at the 12th verse, to show you God's design in getting you to join. God's assignment when you join, and how you can choose to align with Him. God's design, your assignment, and how you can align. Now, He is writing to the Corinthians, and let me help you understand, they're Roman occupied. This is a prosperous place, much like this United States, but they're on a moral decline, and they're going further and further down every step they go. They've got, you know, the goddess Athena was a big goddess at the time. And they had all kind of goddess. Anything you wanted to worship, kind of like us, you know, worship whatever you want to worship in the United States. Except the one true God, is He just one of the options? And immorality, impurity, and temple prostitution, that was just a common thing. They had a way in this culture of mixing religion and perversion and making you feel like it's okay. I'm going to say it again, slower. They were mixing religion, worshiping God, and perversion, so much so that Paul had to consistently write to this group about their disorder, how they should look at each other, how they should look at the gifts. A man shouldn't be with his father's wife. A son shouldn't be. I mean, it's all kinds of stuff that made that church weird and off. He's writing to them, and he's trying to get them to know what's available and what loving each other would look like. How did God design them to function in this messed up world together? Here's what they had an opportunity to join, starting at the 1 Corinthians 12 verse. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one spirit. For the body does not consist of one member, but many. God's design for you is just like your human body is designed. The human body is made up of many parts, yet it's just one focus, being a human, being a person. Your body is made up of 37 trillion cells. And if you were to lay out these cells in a straight line, you could wrap around the earth 18 times. Just one human body in their cells, their DNA. And in these cells is those things assigned to different systems of your body. The skeletal system, the endocrine system, the vascular system, the respiratory system. You got all of these systems. And everything works together. And the cells are constantly dividing. And there is this harmony. And when something is out of order in your body, it's a virus. But everything in your body is replenishing itself constantly. There is water that's bringing nutrients in and taking waste out. The body is functioning as it should, even though it's different. You are going to be next to Jews, Gentiles, male, female, bond free. And I want all of y'all together, the offender and the offended. I believe that you all are in the body together, and the body, once you're connected, if you're an offense, it will heal you. But you won't get healed not connected. I had a supremacist. I invited the supremacist to my house here in Bethel. Why not? How are they going to get better if you don't love them? How are they going to get better if you don't hug them? They know you're Christian by your love. You've got to be willing to be connected to somebody that doesn't look like you, act like you, don't have the same smooth food that smells like yours. Visit somebody's house who cook different than you. And discipline yourself not to be acting crazy and shaking. Like we was taught. We was taught when you go to somebody else's house, even if there's a roach there, you just don't even look at it. Hey. And you still eat. You just bless it and curse all the impurities. You are designed. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. God knows all the hairs on your head. He's not confused about who you are. He's not confused about how he's designed this to work. The Bible says in Acts 17, 26 that he gave us through one blood, he made all nation of men and gave them the exact place of their habitation. And he did this that we might seek him and perhaps reach out for him, though he is not far from anybody. God gave you diversity and then told you to be unified so that you would have to seek him in order to maintain that unity. So when I was just walking across the Selma Bridge last Sunday, and I was seeing a variety of ethnic groups coming together. I forget the name of the white minister who died in that march. And his wife was there, and his children were there, fighting for the same thing, walking across the same bridge, though they didn't look like the people who were fighting for a civil right. It was a unity that can only come through people working together. And even though we were still walking across a bridge that bears the name of the Ku Klux Klan member, yeah, look it up. We have victory in unity. And it's more of an embarrassment to those who are not unified than those who are. Those who have joined in versus those who have not. John Lewis, we got an opportunity to meet Congressman John Lewis when I was there. And I asked him, Debbie asked him what was the most impactful moment of all these years later, 50-year anniversary, and you starting this thing, this march. What has impacted you most? He said, the moment that has made me break down and cry and weep was the moment that happened a day ago, Debbie. He said, the governor and the current governor and the governor's daughter during the time that it all happened offered him a formal apology. And he said, he broke down and cried. See, What if you knew that the encouraging words you need, the deliverance you need, is being joined in the way God designed? It's not in staying isolated. It's fighting to be together, not apart. It's fighting to stick it together. Point two, assignment. This is a part that messes us up. We don't like our, we may like the design, but we might not like the assignment that we have within the design. If the foot should say, because I am not the hand, I did not belong to the body. They didn't recognize my ministry. I got a ministry to the poor, and they just want to collect for everything else but the poor people. See, it's real. What they doing? Because no, that's your primary thing to keep on pushing for. That's your primary identity. But God gives other people identities that are equally important, but they don't find their true function and grow together unless they stay together. Amen. Well, I'm boycotting because the people with the mic, they just dominate everything. And what about us? We got something to say. See, that's how Miriam and Aaron were, because they didn't like God's design with Moses. They came to Moses and said, God speaks to us too, Momo. And God said, but you didn't recognize his position in the body was a man that I speak to face to face. I speak to you a little differently. I understand the diversity, but you cannot change the arrangement, Miriam and Aaron. I wanted him to be the leader, and he ain't going the right way all the time, because that's why I didn't let him get into the promised land. I got him. Got him on lock. I don't want to join because I don't like how it goes, but you can't, you're not going to know how it goes. Everybody can be the quarterback or the president, whoever he or she may be. It's never been a she. I'm just saying one day, I'm trying to include everybody. Everybody thinks they can run the nation the best. You know, you can't run the nation. How do I know? Because you're not running it. Nobody voted for you. They didn't even just write your name in. I think it should be. The Bible said promotion does not come from the east or the west or the south. God is the one who sets up one and takes down another. You cannot occupy positions that God does not give you. You may not like them, but God says pray for those who are in authority over you. That's what you do. That's your assignment in the body, so it to grow and to be correct. And y'all don't have to like me all the time, you know, because y'all ain't saying amen, but that's like an amen moment. That should be like a revelation. I want the Titans to do better. But I don't know why. I don't know how hard. I don't understand the cap. Just get the people we need so we can win. But there's somebody assigned with the intellect and the intelligence and the experience and the God-given ability to say, I got my hand in this, and you as a foot just keep walking. I got to touch it. You got to support it. Amen. Y'all making me stay on that way too long. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less part of the body. So your attitude, your demeanor, your feelings about things don't make you more or less more effective in what you desire versus what you were designed to be. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? You want that? You want just an eye ministry? You want just a big eyeball? Can't hear nothing? Don't know what's going on? Can't send signals to the brain? Can't tell nobody what's going on? You ain't got no mouth? You just wanted to be the eye? You want to be seen? You want the big visual? You know, scare us all? You ain't got nobody in this church? You eyeball? The whole body was the ear. Where would the sense of smell? But God has arranged the members. God has assigned the members. God has arranged the members in the body, each one of them as he chose. As he chose. As he chose. If it all were a single member, where would the body be? There's many parts. Discipleship helps you and I understand where we fit and where we don't fit. Early on, I had somebody disciple me, Debbie's brother Ronald, and he told me, don't go over here because my assignment as a prophet in the house is to give you direction of how to connect to the right thing and not the wrong thing. You can desire spiritual gifts, but you need to desire to be exactly who God made you to be within dispensing those gifts. I'm a loud person. Some people get up here, they're not going to be loud. I just naturally yell. I want to yell now for no reason. It's just in me. Now, I'm sorry he chose me to lead because you're going to, oh, Pastor James, not yes. I don't know why. I was born yelling. And then he picks me to be in this position where I get to yell at people. I got to move on because they telling me I'm out of time. You know, they ain't in the spirit. What is they part in the body to stop me? He got a stop me ministry. Look at him. They're standing out there like the police. I got a third point. I got a third point, buddy. Gay. I'm going to read it quick. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you. This is alignment. You got to choose now. Nor can the head say to the feet, I don't need you. I don't have that right to tell you you're not a owner equal or greater than me to everything we have. My calling is only to steward it. God owns everything, and you own everything with him. So I can't estrange you or what you feel from what you own. On the contrary, the parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And those parts of the body that seem the body that we think less honorable, we bestow greater honor. And our unpresentable parts we treat with greater modesty, which our more presentable parts do not require. But God has so composed the body, giving greater honor to the parts that lack it, that there may be no division in the body, but that the members may have the same care one for another. If one member suffer, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. Now you are the body of Christ and individual members of it. Do your assignment. You may not like it. You may not want it. But the Bible says, if you don't do it, we don't grow. So my challenge to you today, you in a church, I want you to pull out that communication card, that yellow card that's kind of green that we all get confused about all the time and it don't even make sense why we can't figure out what the color is yet. Pull that out. Pull it off. And if you're a guest or a visitor, we want to thank you. And if you were tired of me yelling, I'm tired of it too. I can't stop. It's just who I am in the body, okay? I want you to fill it out accurately and completely. But this is your altar moment. Your altar moment is to ask that question. Have you joined something? Or are you just that person taking your body part and leaving it disconnected to the body where it can't we can't supply you with what you need? And you can't supply us with what you're assigned to give. Maybe it's an area of service. You just need to get in the children's ministry and serve, or usher, greeter, parking lot. That's where I started. It's not a bad place. It's a God place. Just because I joined in there, that's where I started. Almost 2 years. Maybe it's you need to get into an area of entrance where you can just get a men's ministry, women's ministry, something. I said at last service because Pastor JT McGraw submitted to the process when his life was broken to be discipled in this house. When his life was most broken, he was able to get all of the nourishment that he needed to be one, a disciple and disciple maker. And now many, many years later, he's seen hundreds of men delivered, set free, set on a path, becoming disciple makers themselves, and holding the title of Pastor JT. What if not being joined keeps you away from your destiny? You keep staying at home frustrated, trying to figure out what's going to go right when God wants you to be joined, one in spirit with him and with one another. And finally, Join the disciple-making process. Join a life group. I told you I'm not going to stop talking about it. Life group changed my life. That's why I'm in this spot. I was discipled. I'm the sum total of the investment that men have made in my life. That's why I can stand before you without them present, and then I'm not going to burn the house down. I know what I'm doing because I stayed long enough to develop a discipline to know. That's what's before you. So when you look at that card, thank you, guests, for filling it out. But write down there exactly what the Lord, you feel that the Lord would have you do. Is he challenging you? Just look at it. Don't look at me right now. Just look at the cards. Look at the be one spot, the make one spot, the start one spot. Look at, you know, the areas of service. Say, am I joined into this? Because you need a practical step to the message. You don't just need to say, oh, that was all right. That was all right. No, you need to do something. And if you're not a part of a ministry, get a part of women's ministry or men's ministry. Do something. Come cook with Sue and coach. And when I take up the offering in just a moment, you can just slip us this card. And if you're a guest, you don't have to give us anything. We just want that card from you. And we have a gift we want to give to you. Let me encourage you as we get ready to hear our last song, Dismissed. Thank you for all the things you do to give. The most practical expression at the conclusion of a message is to take a step toward God and to take a next step by giving to God's kingdom. I want to thank you for being one of the most faithful churches in the kingdom today because of the percentage that you give, that you tithe. I mean, we're in the 70 percentile just of giving, and the way you guys give, you're faithful. Some of you might not be participating at all. You need to come on and join in and carry your load with all of us. I got to carry my load. But I want to thank you for being faithful. That's not a problem that we have here. That's a good stewardship. Thank you for being good stewards. Thank you that we don't, you know, we're in the middle of a building campaign and many of you have been faithful. Some of you are still jumping in. Some of you are paying off your pledge. Thank you. Thank you for being faithful. Nobody's policing you. So go ahead and fill out your offering envelope. You guys know that there's multiple ways to give online. There's ways to give in Upper Vent. You guys know. And when I finish praying, we're going to have the ushers come and I'm going to have ministers come down and we're going to end with a song. But if the message touched you today, and you said to yourself, I'm not even joined to Christ. I'm not joined in the body. I'm not joined anywhere. And you know you can't leave without being accountable to another human being. You know you can't leave without being accountable to another human being about what God's spoke in your heart. Then the ministers, they're going to come right down front in the upper venue. They're going to come down front right here. And we're going to wait on you while we're singing. So, Lord, bless the offering. Bless those that give today. Bless them to give cheerfully and joyfully. Bless them whether it's online. Bless them, God, whether it's cash or checks. Bless them whether it's a sacrifice, God, or they're giving out of their abundance. Let them give today, not as a debt they owe, but as a seed they sow. We thank you for both the gift and the giver. In Jesus' name, amen. Ushers, you can come. Minstrels, you can sing. Ministry team, you can make your way down. And if God is speaking to you during this song or spoken to you during this message, we want you to come. Once the offering bag is past you, you can go ahead and stand to your feet. Ministry team, you can come on down. Come on. I don't care what you need. You can sing. God is here to touch you. Worship as we leave. Come on.
Overwhelmed by your glory, your majesty.
Come out of hiding today. And let the body of Christ give you something that you can give to others. We're here to build you. We're here to love you. Just worship. We only got a couple minutes of the service left. Just worship it. Thank you. Anybody else? Come on.
Yeah.
Lord, I really need you. as we conclude this service, I don't care what's going on in your life or your heart. This is the call to discipleship. That means Jesus is Lord of your life, or you need to make him Lord of your life. And what I'm speaking is not the wisdom and will of man, but the will of God. Please don't leave without being joined to the body. Join the body. God bless you. We love you so much. Pastor JT, come dismiss us. You are whole. Right there, brother. You're going to need that mic to. Go ahead. There you go.
That's right. I'm not a yeller like you.
Diversity, right?
Diversity.
There.
Lord, let's bow our heads. Lord, thank you for a people, Lord, that love you, Lord, that actually want to be discipled and changed. Lord, and I pray for every heart here that does not know what that means, Lord, that they would come down front and find what that means to be a disciple of you, a follower of you, Father, your word. Lord, I pray a blessing on each person here. Lord, wherever they're at, Lord, I pray that you meet them there. Bless them as they go in Jesus' name. Amen. You're dismissed. Come down front for any prayer, anything you need.